I'm Omar Fatou. I'm joined by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for this week's edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, the Sabres are on their bye week. They're off until Tuesday. Before the break, they played games in Dallas and Nashville, and they did well. They beat the Stars, and they lost a close game to the Predators.
Yes, and realistically, to come out of those games with a split, I think is pretty good. And in Dallas, a place they hadn't won in 11 years, I mean, they stifled the Stars, one of the NHL's best teams. I think it was one of their most complete games all season and just a terrific win. And then you go into Nashville 2 days later and you lose a close game. But to get two of those 4 points, to go into a place you've historically been bad, I mean, the Sabres have been bad on the road a lot of the season, especially the last month or so. That was a significant win to me.
So now we have a crucial part of the schedule coming up. The Sabres play 9 of their next 10 games at home. They've had a lot of success on home ice this season. 20 points in the standings up for grabs here. How many do they need to get back in the playoff race?
They need a lot, probably most of them. They need at least, I would say, 16. This upcoming stretch is going to make or break their season. If they can rattle off some wins, they might be able to get back in the playoff hunt. If it's just so-so, they're probably going to stay back and miss the playoffs for a 9th straight season. As we've talked about many times, Omar, once you fall behind 5 or 10 points, it's very, very hard to make them up. You get a point just for making overtime, so you have all these teams losing and still gaining a point here or there, and all that adds up. And if the Sabres want to get back, they have to go on a run. They have to win 5 or 6 in a row. They have to win 7 of 9. They have to go 5-1-2. They have to get points every opportunity. And my honest opinion is I don't think they're going to do it.
Well, a player I want to spotlight this week is Curtis Lazar. I've been impressed with him since he came up from Rochester. There's been a lot to like about his play. I don't see him going back down anytime soon.
No, I don't either, Omar. I think he's secured a spot and he's here to stay. Curtis Lazar is a very interesting young player to me because he's 24. He has a lot of NHL experience. He's been a regular for the Calgary Flames and Ottawa Senators. He was captain of the World Junior team for Canada when they won the gold. He was a first-round pick, and I think he did okay at times, but he never reached expectations. And last year, Calgary sent him to the American Hockey League. They recalled him for one game, but he spent the entire year in Stockton, California, and he liked it. It was good for him. He didn't pout, and I think he developed his scoring touch. I think he became a better all-around player, and I think he really used what would have been a lost year for a lot of players to his advantage, and it's helped him get back to the NHL. He's aggressive, he's gritty, he has a bit of a scoring touch as we've seen in the last couple of weeks here. And the Sabres, they're thin down the middle. They recently, in Rochester, they switched him last month back to center, his natural position. I think that's a big part of his success. He's mentioned to me several times that he feels a lot more comfortable there. And I think the Sabres might have a young player that a lot of teams overlook that could be a regular for them down the road. He only has a 1-year contract, but if he keeps playing the way he has been, I could definitely see them re-signing him. He's versatile. He does a lot of things well. And I remember when we talked about him during the preseason, mentioning his personality. He's one of the most affable guys I've ever met in an NHL locker room. He's always smiling. I mean, just watch him. He's always smiling. He's always upbeat. He's just a very positive guy who I think is good for that locker room.
Well, let's open up the mailbag. We're going to take listener questions from time to time, and George wrote in asking about the possibility of a trade, specifically two players who have requested trades in recent months, a defenseman Zach Bogosian and forward Evan Rodriguez.
Well, I'm not sure either player is going to get his wish. I think the Sabres would like to unload both of them. These are guys that have struggled this season. They've been out of the lineup for a huge chunk of games. They've lost their spot. But they make a lot of money. Evan Rodriguez, a guy who just scored his first goal this season, he makes $2 million. He got a $2 million arbitration award. And for a guy that can't stay in the lineup, that's way too much for a lot of teams to take on. And Zach Bogosian, he's a $5 million player. I mean, he can be pretty effective, but he has a history of injuries. And with that price tag, I'm not sure if a lot of teams really want him, to be honest with you. Of course, the flip side of that is that Evan Rodriguez does a lot of things well, and he was one of the Sabres' most versatile players last year. He can play up and down the lineup. He's speedy. He does have a little history of scoring, producing points in the NHL, so maybe a team just figures he's a good fit for them, and they're willing to take him. And Zach Bogosian, same sort of thing. He has a history of some pretty good years with the Sabres. He earned a huge contract from the Jets before the Sabres got him 5 years ago. So these are guys that maybe if the Sabres keep a little money, some teams might be interested in.
The NHL All-Star Game is this weekend. Jack Eichel is the Sabres' lone representative. That homestand starts with a game against Ottawa on Tuesday. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.